What's your thoughts on dogs?
It's a little salty, but if you put some sugar on it. What do you mean?
As a pet, not as a dish. As a pet.
Well, you gotta specify, Eddie.
What if, like, your daughter asks you, like, "Hey, daddy, can we have a dog in the house?"
I'm gonna try to persuade her not to. I don't think people should have dogs, man. I think we had this conversation before, right? Uh-huh. I don't think people should have pets. Unless you're gonna eat them.
But then today, I mean, yes, in the end, you're gonna eat
it. Well, I'm just saying,
but
it's
like,
a purpose.
What if
it serves
like
a purpose.
Your daughter. It's like, "Oh, I just want to have a puppy. Come on, daddy."
Then I'm explaining to her that it's like having a slave, a prisoner.
But how do you know dog feels that way? What if the dog enjoys it?
Really? Does a dog would enjoy like chopping off its own balls and like getting tugged around on a leash and being told when to pee and when not to pee? I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. Just the balls alone, getting my balls chopped off alone. Forget all the leash and peeing and, you know, keeping you in a confined space for 8 hours a day. Chopping your balls off is a done deal. Done deal. Don't matter how good you treat me after you chop my balls off.
Maybe the dog didn't know that he had balls before.
That he had what?
That he had balls, like telescopes before. Maybe he didn't know he had one, or two, or three? Do they have three? Sorry, I
no,
sound
they,
dumb.
They would know. Like, come on, anybody would know if something gets snipped off of you. It's like if you cut the dog's toes off, you think the dog would know that the toe, except these two toes are very sensitive.
I mean... Okay. Hello, everybody. So funny. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Podcast. This is host Eddie Sue. And here with me is Minra thinks dogs are delicious. Nice.
Depends how you make it, honestly. Anything can be delicious depending on how you make it.
This brought me a thought of like a earlier philosopher, a Chinese philosopher back in like, I think it's BC 500 or something. I don't know the years. I'm sorry. I'm terrible with history years. But I'm good at remembering people, but I'm just terrible at the years. So like there are two. So this comes. You know Zhuangzi, right? The philosopher. You don't know
what,
him?
No.
Her? Him? The hand,
what's
the
his name?
Zhuangzi. Yeah, it's
like
the same
Juwan, area. Like Juwan Howard.
No. It's the same year as Confucius. Like they were not bestie at all, but like they were about the same era. Yeah.
Okay.
So he wrote about this in his book, and the conversation was like, so there were two dudes, and one dude was saying, "Look at those fish. They were by the lake and river. River or lake, one or the other. Something watery.
Body of water. Yeah body of
water. And then so the dude one was like, "Look at those fish. They're so happy swimming around." And another dude was like, "How do you know that they're happy? You ain't no fish."
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "How do you know either, because you ain't no fish either." And he was like, "How do you know I don't know that I'm not fish?" Something like, I don't know, like, how does the conversation end? But it goes on and on and on about, like, how do you know if you are not one of those things? To echo the conversation earlier when we opened up this podcast. You're not a dog. How do you know? The dog is not happy.
You're right. I'm not a dog.
But
wouldn't know.
But you can also respond saying, "How do you know they are happy. You ain't no dog either.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really know. I'm just basing all of this off the fact of you chopping their balls off. I don't think anybody wants anything wants their balls to be chopped off. Well, and then the bigger question this is, Eddie, like, does anything want to be, like, controlled that much or be told what to do that much?
As long, you know, as, pets are, like, as making their own decisions. Feedback, as long as there is, like, you know, it's a survival instinct. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so if I do this, I get food. Then I will do that. I think that's survival instinct. And I think that's what it is.
I guess. So, cause, like, I guess maybe it could be also like Stockholm syndrome.
Tell me
you
about
know,
it.
You know, like falling in love and you're with your kidnapper.
That's a real thing. I'm pretty, thank you for not killing me. I appreciate it from my depth of my heart.
But no, I don't. To answer your question, I don't know, man. I don't. I mean, I'm not trying to use this against anybody else. Like, if you want to own a dog, go ahead, fucking own a dog. But for me, I don't know.
What's the request that you think your daughter gonna ask in the future that you know for sure that you're gonna say no?
Black eyes. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
That's hilarious. No for sure is a no.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably like joining a gang or selling drugs, being a stripper. You know what I mean?
Like, go on the road and then not staying the school, and then she was like, But daddy, it's so cool to go on the road.
Here's my thing with my daughter. I really don't care like if she's smart or if she's athletic or whatever. My only goal is that she's kind.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's say you drop out of school because you think it's stupid. You know, one, convince me, because I think there's an argument there. You just got to be smart enough to make the argument. Mm-hmm. And then two, it's just kind of like, as long as you're cool to people, man, as long as you're nice to people, as long as you're kind, you have compassion, you know, you're able to empathize. Because I think that was what's really like the foundational ingredient for a good person. Mm-hmm. Is somebody that is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always say it's difficult to be nice. It's easy to be ass. An ass. I don't think it's easy to be an ass. It's to be a good ass, it's difficult. Sorry to like interrupt your nice
No, I think you're right. I think
it's difficult
it
to be a good
a
guy.
Lot of
just
energy.
Think about it. It's so easy. Like, I talk about this like one episode ahead before, and it's so easy to kill someone, right? We talk about this.
For Eddie, it is.
A little bit update about recent situation in United States, huh? Delta variant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
Delta
around.
Stream. It's going on. What's up, dude?
It's around, and it's nervous? Like, you know, I wear my mask around. You know what's so crazy?
Yeah.
Because I like the mask for two reasons. One is just like, okay, I'm going to get sick less for sure. That's just odds, right?
Yeah.
And then two, there's a sense of anonymity where it's just like, people don't necessarily know it's me.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole purpose.
But they
kind of
do, because, you know, I'm this big ass Asian guy with a bun and glasses. So it's kind of hard to miss me. But there's always that excuse where I can walk literally past somebody I know, and they would probably think that, oh, he doesn't recognize me with the mask on.
That's right. That's a whole purpose of math.
Yeah, so I don't have to do that small talk. Yeah. I don't have to do the small talk. I don't have to, I don't have to like avert my day to have a conversation. I just go past you. Does that mean?
No. Sounds mean. No, no. Greeting with strangers and like a random people thing. This is very American. Like,
really?
I don't do that in Taiwan because like, that is so strange. But it, in American culture, it is so normal. Like, I had, like, you guys talk to convenience store workers all the time. Hey, yo, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going? Oh, did you find everything okay? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Good, thanks.
That's hilarious.
But like, in Taiwan, it's just straight out. Is that all? All right. Do you have membership? No. Want to sign up right now? Just your numbers.
Yeah, just straight to the point. Efficient. All about efficiency. All
right. Thanks. You're welcome. Bye. Next.
There's no feeling.
Smile.
There's no feeling in the conversation.
Like, hey. But I never really ask any questions to the convenience store worker. I never ask like, oh, is it busy today? It's like...
Oh, yeah, small talk.
I don't know, because like when you say those words in English, it just sounds fine. But when you translate those words to Chinese Mandarin, all that sound is condescending. It's like,
for real.
Is it busy today? And
that's
when there's
funny.
No one around and you ask this question, is it busy today? You literally sound like, what are you, stupid? You don't have eyes?
Yeah.
Like, just seeing around, like, with your own eyes. Why do you need to ask me this? What do you want from me, you know?
And then, that's hilarious.
If it's really busy, and like, what are you, stupid? You're not seeing there's a lot of people lining now? Just hurry the fuck up. Next already, come on.
I think that's what, like, people mistake in America for, like, Asian... Asian manners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think with America, you kind of like, you have to fake a conversation, kind of just to make sure you guys are cool, right? Hey, how's it doing? Oh, is it busy today? No, man, not that busy, bro. You know, oh, okay, cool. Cool, what you doing later? Kind of shit like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know, because like in America, like a big box store, right? Those people answer this question 800 billion times a day. So it's like, I don't know.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I cannot imagine.
But there's like rules to it. Because I like, they're all rhetorical questions. Hey, man, how you doing? The only answer to that is good. Anything else...
It's
you're breaking
extra.
The rules.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules here. Yeah. All right? And so I think there's like rules to it, how intrusive you can get. But because when I go to Dutch Brothers, you ever been to Dutch Brothers out here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They are like
they're literally
exciting of everything.
Yeah, they're literally lean out the window and ask you, what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
Don't you like mind my fucking business? That's what the fuck I'm about to do. Like, damn, that's a personal question.
It's like also like, do you really care? I mean, you know, manners aside, what's this motivation behind these words? What are you really going to do next? And you're like, I'm just going to kill myself. How about that? What are you going to do? Stop me or something?
Yeah. Talking to you makes me want to kill myself, so I'm going to kill myself. But yeah, we don't have that in like in Asian cultures. I don't think, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of like, are you coming to eat or are you coming to talk? You know what I mean? If you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like,
you're
going to
talk,
you
got
to
go somewhere else.
We've been to like Chinese restaurant. You've been to a Chinese restaurant. They don't greet.
Yeah.
They are
no,
like three.
They just,
oh, here.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you what you need. Don't bother you.
Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah.
No.
It's the same thing. And I think too, for a lot of listeners out there who aren't Asian, I don't know if it's necessary. I some of it is rude, honestly, but most of it is just culture.
Also, it's not like Asian trying to be rude. It's just like it was never a default setting.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm good. Thanks. And you? This is a default setting for English speaking American.
Well, I think like I know in Cambodian culture, like it's rude to interrupt conversations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if like you and me, we're at like, you know, we're getting happy hour or something, eating down, sitting down at a restaurant, and we're talking, and then somebody comes by and go, hey, how's the bread? And that's really like, it's rude, right? For that person to interrupt the conversation.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a lot of it right there. Like, we don't want to be constantly bothered by, hey, I noticed you drank a little bit out of your water. Let me fill it back all the way. That shit gets annoying sometimes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What's the worst greeting conversation you ever like encounter throughout oh my god, they ask so much, but if I don't answer this, I'm not gonna get, you know, better hotel room or anything, you know.
I remember one time I was at a Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And I was breaking out, had this big ass pimple on my cheek, and every time I smiled, it hurts so bad. And so it was one of those pimples, and so I went to Rite Aid. I went to get some cream for it, and then the guy that was talking to me like asked me like 10 questions. He was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm good. He goes, oh, you got a membership card? No, I don't have a membership. You want to get a membership card? No, I don't want a membership card. You save 10%? No, I don't want a membership card. And then he'll go. And then I thought that was the end of it. And then he was like, hey, you want to donate your change to like a charity? I forgot what the charity was. Like, give a dog a sweater or some shit like that. Stupid shit like that. And I was like, no, I want my change. And he kept like trying to talk to me, and I, at the very end, I was just like, hey man, I know you see this on my cheek, the shit hurts, like I need
you
this cream
that?
Can you just give me the cream? And then he was like, oh, my fault, man, gotta get to me. And I just left. Dude, he literally asked me like 10 questions.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, it was so annoying. And then like that,
maybe he's just like really lonely, you know, because maybe you're the only customer that day. Is it?
He should have known it was an emergency. If you see a guy with a big ass pimple on his face, some cream on there, he's buying some cream, you should know, oh, okay, this guy needs to take care of this.
I try to maintain conversation with Uber, so that way, Uber driver, so that way I don't get killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason. Every time I like you know, it's a stranger's car, and then my like insecure just like rise up. It's like, it's not like, oh, I enjoy doing small talks or anything. It's just like, you're in a stranger's car, and then, you know, he can take you anywhere. He could literally dump you in whatever river that is, or, you know, cremate you or something, do whatever shit he wants, you know, because I'm like outsider, not American, and then it's just you know, English is my second language, stuff like that. And so I have to do a small talk just to survive, you know, like a dog. So
that's hilarious. I remember one time I rode an Uber, and the driver was mad because he was listening to our conversation.
Because
we were watching. Okay, here, let me explain
this.
Is it
me and you? I don't think so. No.
So I was taking an Uber with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And we were just coming back from the movie theaters and watching Avengers Endgame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and he overheard, and I spoiled the part where Thor got fat. I was like, oh, fat Thor, man. That's hilarious, you know? And then he was like, what? Thor's fat? And I'm just like, oh, like, are you listening to us? And he's like, he's talking about Avengers Endgame? And I'm just like, oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to spoil it for you. But I was kind of mad, too, because I'm like, well, why are you listening to our conversation? Or maybe he couldn't help it.
I mean, you know, human born to listen to everything.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm on, sorry, if you, are, I'm sorry if you are deaf. But if you are deaf, you are not listening to this podcast. Sorry, I'm just...
If you haven't said that, I wouldn't have thought about it either. So, good on you.
I'm so sorry. No, no, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Just, you know, apologize for that. But I'm just saying...
That's so funny.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever said. And I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, you're right. They can't be listening.
Yeah, because like you are... Okay, back to the small talk thing. I mean, you and your girlfriend were in the Uber. And then...
Yeah.
Talking about Endgame. And then the driver was overheard. The thing is like... I think you can close your eyes. You can stop breathing. You can stop eating. But you cannot... not listen.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because ear is the only thing that opens up to everything. Because that's also... You can trace back to, like, you know, hunting and all those shit. So, like, fish doesn't have ears. Did you know that? Fish don't have ears.
Never really paid attention. I don't think they will need it, right? You can't hear underwater, can you?
You can't hear underwater.
How do whales talk?
Yeah.
Whales can talk,
in the water.
Echo sonar.
And it's also faster if you speak in the water.
How do you know? You're not a fish. See, we were just talking about this thing.
I'm not a fish, but I know a fish scientist.
We were just talking about this. What, Jawan? You said Jawan something? He said you don't know what it's like to
be
a fish.
You were a philosophy major.
Not? No, don't say major. It was minor.
Okay.
And it was in Western philosophy. Well, you say major, like a major is like you kind of know a little bit. Minor is like, hey, I took like two classes, three classes, maybe. I'm talking about food appropriation.
Oh, is it a joke?
No.
Oh.
So I went to this restaurant. I went to this new Thai restaurant my girlfriend picked out. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, she does it all. She looks on Yelp and she finds all these nice restaurants we go to. And so that was a Thai restaurant. I went there. I mean, it had the name. You know, I don't want to put them on blast, so I'm not going to say the name. But it had like a Thai name.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was like, most people was white in there. And I was just like, oh, shit, not this again.
Oh. So you are like... You know, what's a volcano? You know, but it's Thai version volcano.
Who?
You know the Mexican restaurant. Volcano.
Oh, porcano. Yeah.
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 It's volcano. Yeah. And it's all white people.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, fuck, not this again. And then I just got tired. And I was just like, you know, I'm tired of going to restaurants and being mad. Food appropriation. It's kind of like brushing sand off the beach. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah.
This is a losing fight here. Like, this is not sustainable. I'm not going to win.
My roommate, she is not current roommate. My previous roommate in Portland, she enjoy making Asian food a lot. Like, a lot. Every kind of Asian food. Especially Korean food. And she even thought about to, like, open a restaurant. And then, I mean, what Thai restaurant you just went is just like that. Like a white
person
appreciate a certain culture so much so that I want to run a business.
I think that's fine. It's fine. You just got to do I think there's a way you do it though. Because when I went inside and used the bathroom, everything was like all fucked up. Like they had like the Buddha head, just the Buddha head. And that's you're not supposed to do that. Like, that's kind of disrespectful because we look at the head really as holy.
Yeah.
So, if you don't get a Buddha, you got to get all of it. You can't just get the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they had that there and they had, like Chinese stuff there. And I'm just like...
Oh, so they are doing this, like...
Yeah, they had, like, the Chinese cat...
So they are like doing blowjob, but then actually doing blowjob. Basically, that's what it is.
Dirty Eddie making another dirty analogy.
But see, that makes sense, right? They are like, I know what you're saying. I'm just gonna, you know, lick this dick, but like, I'm not going to be like, I'm just gonna kiss it. Yeah. But I'm not gonna.
You're not doing it real. Yeah. You're not being authentic. Yeah. But, but then, you know, I was just like, I got to a point, I was like, oh man, this is just too much, right? Not just me caring so much, because I had this fucking battle with like, damn, man, you know, all these white people making Asian food. But I think I'm going to give up on it. I think I'm going to just enjoy it. It's kind of like, you know, buying like an iPhone, right? Because you know it's like child labor at the end of the day. You know it's child labor. But you can watch YouTube while you're taking the shit. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. You know what I mean? So you just keep it in the back of your mind. And so I think this is how I'm going to feel about appropriation, food appropriation now. And you know, and sometimes it's kind of good because the food was actually pretty good.
You just have to say it out loud. Like, okay, this is a Thai style restaurant opened by white people. Just put that on your sign. You know?
Yeah.
Basically, I'm trying to say is like, it's not, I feel, here's my opinion. It's not like it's not okay for third party, because that makes more sense, right? Because why today Mexican wanted to open a Thai restaurant, is that bad or good, you know? Because they serve in, maybe they were chef in Thai restaurant for 10 years. Now they want to open up their own Thai restaurant. But at the end of the day, they are Mexican, you know. So I'm trying to say is, it's not okay to open up a restaurant from a third party, basically. Like, food appropriation. And like, you just have to indicate what's up. So you don't lure people in. You don't bamboozle people.
Yeah.
That's a new term I'm learning these days.
All right, bamboozle.
Bamboozle.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you know where this word coming from?
No. Where did it come from?
So the British people, they were, you know, dominated ocean back in the 14th century, right? 15th century.
Yeah, they had a good navy. Navy.
And they were in Southeast Asia. And in Southeast Asia, just lure those British people into the bamboo jungle and do shit to them. And then so that's where this term coming from. I got bamboozled.
Wow. I love that word now. Bamboozled. I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna steal this from you, Eddie.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't bamboozle people. And so you basically your experience that you went to a Thai restaurant that opened up by white people, you got bamboozled. That's what it is.
Bamboozled. Every time you say that, I just picture like me and my guy friends just hiding in the woods and waiting for the like hiding in the jungle with bamboos, waiting for the British to come and just get their ass. Boom, boom, boom.
You got bamboozled.
You got bamboozled.
I just learned this term recently because me and my friends recently was playing this super first person shooting game called Apex Legend. And then do you play that game?
I have, but I don't currently. I'm playing Zelda Breath of the Wild right now. So good.
Oh, so you still get Switch, huh? You just don't listen to me.
I did.
Huh?
I bought a Switch. I couldn't wait. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
But anyways, Apex Legend.
Yeah. And then, for the record, I'm really good at physical shooting in real life. I'm really good at aiming stuff. But when it comes to game, I'm just a dumbass. Like, so dumb. Like,
yeah.
I got killed many, many times, like, in 1 second. When an enemy see me, boom, I'm down. And one of the character, his name is Mirage, and one of his, lines that he speaks in the game, is like, you got bamboozled, because his special skill is... having.
Please tell me he's Southeast Asian. Please tell me he's Southeast Asian.
He's Latino or something. American Latino or something.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a good game. I enjoyed it. I played it a lot. I feel like it's my most man up moment in my life. Like playing first person shooting game. I have never feel this masculine in my life playing first person shooting game.
<That's so
laughs> just
funny.
By throwing a grenade to the enemy, I'm like, wow, yeah. I don't even know I can throw a grenade that far. Nice.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Like I play a lot of games, but most games I play are just like very brainstorming and very, very, you know, working on your brain, you know, like puzzle solving games, Candy Crush. League of Legends, you know, cute little games here and there. And then I never really play first person shooting game when I was younger, because I just thought those people who play first person shooting game, they are very toxic masculine when I was little. So like you need
really?
To, you know, like they are like, you know, all these like bro-y people when I was younger, you know, in Taiwan. And then they are like super homophobic and stuff like that. And just I feel uncomfortable to be around with them. So that way I never really play like first person shooting game. Until recently, my other female friends was like, hey, you want to play Apex Legends? And I was like, what is that? And we are on and we were addicted. And then we're just playing over and over again. And then we are like, there are two ladies and then one dude. And we are like little three little, you know, girl squads in the game. And then, for the record, I feel like really, really masculine. Again, I have to say it out loud. Because, you know.
I feel like just drinking a beer now, huh? Just crushing a beer. Getting a mustache.
Yeah, exactly. I can just. Yeah. Again, I can throw a grenade. I can shoot people in their head. When I'm good sometimes. Yeah, that's recently what's up. You played Apex Legends before? You do, right?
I played before a couple times, but I'm more. I play Call of Duty a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm playing the Zelda game right now, man. It is good, bro.
I heard that.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild.
Great. Yeah, yeah. It's out for a really long time already, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, when you're older, it's just kind of, you can take your time now. Because I remember when I was younger, I was like, I always wanted the new games. I wanted the new video games. You know, I wanted it because it's new.
You are not doing trending shit anymore.
Well, at least with video games, I'm just like, okay, and I'm about to play Mario Odyssey next, which looks hella cool.
Wow, that's okay. Okay, you should get on a game called Overcooked 2.
Overcooked,
or you can eat. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay,
a co-op game, so you have to play with your girlfriend or something. It's a co-op game.
Oh yeah, 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 that'll be fun.
Just make sure you guys don't fight, because it's a pretty arguable game.
Oh really? That'd be even better. Speaking of my girlfriend, it was our anniversary yesterday. Or today.
Oh.
Today's our anniversary. And look, I'm doing a podcast. Aren't I a good boyfriend?
Did you give her a purple wristband again?
I told you about that?
You did. We talk about this on podcast.
Oh, it's on air? Wow. It's a very intimate story. Don't tell everybody. Yeah, for you guys who heard the story, don't tell everybody. It's just between you and us.
Okay. It's a very lovely story.
No, we just hung out together. When usually.
Nice.
Yeah, we just hung out together. We went to the casino. I fucking lost money. That's why I don't go to casinos. I don't know what the fuck. Like, I don't know how you could play slots. It's a machine. How could you trust a machine?
I know. That's me.
You know what I mean? Like, there were so many, like, slot machines, and I was just like watching people play. And it's not even like the old school slot machine where the thing kind of goes and stops. It's like these digitalized, screen, touch screens and shit. I'm just like, I can't trust it because it's the computer wants you to lose. It's gonna make up shit for you to lose.
They are bamboozling you.
Yeah, there you go. You gotta get bamboozled. That's hilarious. And so we lost money on that. I tried to play roulette. I lost money on that. It's just gambling's stupid.
It's called, I think there's a research about it called instant feedback. And like the one time, two times that you win, that hook you up. So like you won $2, $3, you're like, ooh, I can do this. So you're like, and also like playing this psychology about like, of like, I'm the special one. You know?
Oh, and really?
Then, yeah. I just read about this on psychology today anyway, so just don't trust me. Just read it online.
We went to the casino.
Yeah.
And then got some ice cream. We got some Dairy Queen, and we just hung out. It was fun. Just hanging out with my girl. Today.
Did you make any new, like, promise or anything?
What do you mean?
Like a wedding vows, you know, like a rewrite a wedding vows.
Nah, I think we're good right now. Like, we're pretty happy right now. I don't know if it'll even change anything. It'll just be extra money I'm spending.
You mean like if you want to do a wedding or stuff?
Yeah, just the whole thing. Like, I think like as far, if I were to get married tomorrow, I wouldn't feel any different than I do now. I still love her the same. That's, you know, that's a lot. I still
Have you ever
committed.
Thought about like getting a really, really awesome, like wedding photos, but not like wedding photos. I'm saying it's like, you know, because you and your girlfriend are like in a really beautiful moment, and then, you know, all those like, not like wedding photos, but like, you know, like when you were in like suits or like whatever traditional clothes in Vietnam or you know, awesome clothes. And then she's in like a beautiful dress and a beautiful clothing as well. And then just like hire a photographer and then to capture the moment, the best moment of your life. So that way.
I know, but isn't that, it wouldn't be the best moment of my life because I'll be faking it, right?
Yeah, but like your skin will be, wrinkling out later on in your life. So like, you know, you're not gonna get six packs later on in your life because not like you have one now, but like
no, I definitely don't. That went away that went away a long time ago.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, have you thought about that?
No, I think we're good, man. You know, just enjoying the moment. That's the cool thing about Nicole. It's kind of like she doesn't, like, she's so, how do I say this? It's gonna sound stupid.
I mean, I met Nicole corny. Once, so I think,
but like, she's just so,
she's very nice.
Yeah, just accepting. Like, that sounds so stupid. That sounds so insulting. No, but she's like chill. She's just like, yeah, we'll do whatever. Like, I'm happy just as long as I'm with you.
Respecting, not accepting.
Yeah.
Respect, not accepting.
Yeah. And she's just like, yeah, I just want to be with you. I don't really, you don't have to buy me nothing. We don't have to go nowhere special. Yeah. We just be together and that's fine.
Yeah. I'm not a linguist. But I do also know these words about accept versus respect. Have you noticed the difference between?
Yeah, accepting is like taking. Respect is like, I don't even like
No. It's
manners
like,
you have towards
like
somebody you
like. You know, like, this is how you know if someone's homophobic. When you say, oh, I'm gay, and then another person say, oh, yeah, I accept that. that's homophobic.
People say that? I accept
people
it.
People know that. I accepted the fact that you are gay. People say that.
Why would you need, you don't have a choice.
Exactly.
If someone's gay,
but
you don't, yeah,
say,
you're gay.
That.
You don't have to be like, okay, you can be gay.
Yeah, and also it translates to, in Taiwan, a lot of people say that as well. I accept the fact that you're gay, or I accept the fact that you are Asian. So weird. I accept the fact that
you don't have a choice. What
things,
do you mean you accept
you
it?
Know? Yeah, exactly. And then people say that all the time. And I always say it's not accept, it's respect.
Yeah.
Respect you're gay. It's not.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
That's a way better, especially when people are coming out like that. Like, you just accept it. That just seems like a backhanded slap.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, you know, you think you never heard about that? I heard some like ladies and they're saying, like, you know, my son's gay and I accept that. You never heard about that? I heard about that on news.
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I have heard it a few times. I would just think that wouldn't be the first thing I would say to somebody who's coming out to me. I accept it.
Yeah. It's not like apologizing, you know? It's all so funny.
Just like, just to me, it's like, why do you think you have control here? You don't. Like, you're just hearing this. You can't deny it. Why would you accept it?
Yeah. And then I think I had a conversation with a friend about this. And then he was like, he's a little bit homophobic. And then he was like, well, I didn't ask for this. So you told me this, I need to respond something. So I say, I accept. This is a whole Mandarin. And I was like, no, it's not you accept. This is not something you can just receive. Okay?
It's
not. Yes, you can say
unless
I receive your information. You can say that, but like, it's not like I accept. It's like, do you have a choice to be like, oh, no, I don't accept this. So from now
so
on,
you, can't,
you are dead to
gay.
Me. Is that? There's a switch button. So I don't accept this. Switch back. You know, like, and then the whole argument in the end, he was like, I think you're too politically correct. And I was like, I think you're a little bit too homophobic. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to say something really crazy. Remember we talked about the cryopracticing episode?
Chiropractor?
Yeah, it's because you thought it's fake thing. It's not a real thing. We got an email
pseudoscience.
From someone. And then he emailed us. I'm going to read it out loud.
Really?
Wait,
we got our first fake fan mail?
It's really fake. It's literally fake.
First fake real fan
mail. But it's so funny because I didn't respond to it. Not like I don't want to. But here's the whole thing.
Let's hear it.
This is from Alan Crenshaw. Basically, it's a white dude, probably. Hey, Doc. My aunt gave me your email. My back is hurting me pretty badly. I have missed a few days of work now. Do you have anything available for this week or next? Thanks, Alan.
Wait, does he think I'm a chiropractor?
Exactly, because the subject of the mail says chiropractic appointment availability this week or next.
That's pretty random.
Yeah, it's so random.
Wait, what email is this? What email did he send it to?
PodcastSunny@gmail.com. PodcastSunny2020@gmail.com. Yeah.
Must be a joke or something. I don't get it.
Me either. And I was like, and then he said, hey, Doc, excuse me if you're really listening. This is two doctors. Okay. So, hey, Docs will be a real. Respect.
You think you can go to the hospital, put a lab coat on, and pretend to be a doctor for?
I can, because I watch Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, so I think I can do it. He's like, yeah, like, you want to scrub with me? Run saturated run one, saturated run two. Which one? Yeah.
I just walk around with a clipboard.
Yeah.
Pretend like I'm writing shit.
You just say, get some weed, get some weed, get some weed.
Try to get material.
That's our first fan mail. I'm not sure if they are fans, but thanks for writing in. apparently, we don't have anything available this week or next. Just answer your question.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Alan.
They're fake. You shouldn't go. I'm saving you anyways because they're fake. Yeah. So you don't need to worry about it.
Just, you know, put some tiger bombs. You'll be fine. You just back.
Tiger bomb works, man.
Just back pain. Tiger bombs. If you want one, you can, you know, buy us. You can buy from us. I will send you my Chinese Amazon account, Shopee.com.
Yeah. You ever tried the patch? The tiger bomb patch?
Yeah. It's from Japan. Yeah. It's wonderful.
That feels good.
Yeah. I have a lot of like a weird medicine when I was little. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest?
One thing I'm just going to say, it's real thing, is there's a one kind of like a crazy tree bark. It's a tree bark, literally. And then my mom got it from somewhere, some Chinese herb store. And my syndrome is I refuse to eat white rice. And my mom was like, you're not going to grow if you don't eat white rice.
That's disrespectful, Eddie.
I know. I'm Asian now as well. But anyway, back then, I don't want to eat anything rice. Not even sushi. So my mom's like so desperate. She was like, oh, my son refused to eat rice. What should I do? There's no Facebook or internet at the time. So she heard about this from random witch on the street, probably, that the certain tree box can cure this problem. So she went for it. She went to Chinese herb shops. And they got some tree box. It's one certain kind. It's called, the literary translate called Milk Grandpa.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she got home, put it in the soup. Since I don't eat rice, I will eat anything soup, right? So I had those soup for a whole month. And then one day, it clicked. Boom, I start eating white rice. And my mom believes that. And then she become a random witch. She recommended this to all her friends.
Wow. Hey, Eddie.
And that's
real.
I feel
like it might have, I think your mom might be onto something. Because the fact remains, you would not have eaten rice if you didn't have that to drink also. You know what I mean? Like, those two happen. Those two things happen.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm trying to make a joke. It's probably not funny. I don't think it was a funny joke. Because after a while, I didn't get it. Yeah, I didn't get it. That's hilarious.
Speak of back pain, we are going to do some serious thing. It's for our dear friend, Jake Hooney. He's in brain surgery right now. Why he's getting brain surgery? Because life is short.
He got a brain in, yeah.
He got brain.
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about.
I don't want to have specifically like, open another conversation about like, oh, why he's getting back. But like, here's the story that he was biking, and suddenly he felt extremely headache. So he went to the hospital to check out, and turns out he had some issue thing in his brain. Now they have to open up his brain and to do something about it. And for that...
Wow, that's crazy. It's scary, too.
I know. And the doctor says it's not super, super, super crazy. difficult, like removing tumors, some kind of things. But they're gonna open it up, and then it's still scary surgery, you know. So if you would like to donate some money to help our dear friend Jang Huni, you could either through donate to this podcast, and we will transfer all this profit to him, or you could just Venmo Jack Huni. There's no any numbers or anything. You just you can just Venmo him. Yeah, that's it. Hopefully, and then you can also go to the GoFundMe to check out the GoFundMe. And I think if you just search Jake Huni, you will find. Because if I say the whole website, you're not going to remember. So instead of that, you just go on GoFundMe and type JakeHuni. That's how to spell his last name. And Jake Huni on GoFundMe. And the whole GoFundMe thing is not run by him, apparently, because he's in hospital right now. It's run by another dear friend, Logan Lockmiller. So just, you know, if you have a $5, $10, that'll be super helpful. And yes, he's a teacher. He does have good health insurance to take care of the hospital bills. It's not about hospital bills. It's about after hospital bills that he will not able to work. So he needs to stay home. He needs to do recovery. And, you know, all your money is going to help him process this process. So we appreciate that. And he's our 2% Asian friend. So, you know.
Yeah, you gotta look out for each other.
Yeah. But
if one goes down, we all go down.
We truly appreciate. And then if you do that, and then if you donate that to, you know, through our podcast, we might invite you to kind of come to talk about it if you wanted to. Unless you donate like $100 or something. Anyway, but you know, do good, don't have to tell anybody if you want to do good things. So you don't have to tell me, basically. That's what it is. Once again, thank you guys for coming up, listening up this podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Su. This is your co-host, Minroth Nai.
Yes.
He likes Bruce Lee, and he...
I do like Bruce Lee.
Zelda recently, having a good girlfriend, having a good daughter. That's it, yeah.
I say far from good daughter. But yeah, play that Zelda game. If you haven't played it, dude, it's pretty good.
Zelda, thanks for listening to this podcast again. And we love you so much to tuning in. Thanks, David. He didn't donate us money anymore, but he's still listening to this podcast, which is awesome. So you don't have to, but we will love you if you want to. Just saying. leave us a 5-star review, and until then, see you next time. As always, stay happy, stay sunny. Cheers.
All right, peace.